This is Regional. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government to approve China's grant and technical assistance related to feasibility study for trans-border railway. Prime Minister Sivadadeva and his Indian counterpart Modi to jointly inaugurate Janakpur-Jayanagar Railway from New Delhi on 2nd of April. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Kharkai stresses collective commitments and concrete actions for revival of BIMSTEC. And Russia says it will drastically reduce attacks around Ukrainian capital Kyiv and Chernihiv city. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to approve the grant assistance and the technical assistance related to the feasibility study for trans-border railway to be received under the Economic and Technical Cooperation Agreement proposed by the government of China. Unveiling the latest cabinet decisions today, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Kharki, said the cabinet meeting decided to extend the term of the implementation agreement concerning oil and natural gas resources survey in Nepal by 2 years. The meeting also decided to approve the letter of intent related to zero customs and quota-free facility between Nepal and China, as well as the agreement regarding feasibility of grid connection between the two countries. Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Prime Minister Sivadadeva's scheduled official visit to India will be vital for further bolstering and expanding the Nepal-India bilateral relations. The Prime Minister is scheduled to visit India from the 1st of April to the 3rd of April. Organizing a press conference today, the Foreign Affairs Ministry said the final preparation about the Prime Minister's visit was underway. The Ministry also informed that Prime Minister Deva would virtually address the ongoing ministerial meeting of the BIMSTEC. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sivadadeva and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi will jointly inaugurate the railway from Janakpur-Jayanagar Railway from New Delhi on the 2nd of April. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport informed that the railway would be inaugurated virtually. The government had issued the railway ordinance on the 2nd of March for the operation of the much anticipated 35 kilometers long railway. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Kharka held a meeting with his Indian counterpart Subramaniam Jaishankar in Colombo today on the sidelines of the 18th ministerial meeting of the BIMSTEC. Minister Kharka is currently in Sri Lanka in course of attending the BIMSTEC meeting. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the two ministers discussed issues related to Nepal-India bilateral ties, mutual interest and common concerns. Similarly, India's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Jaishankar, on a social site said the meeting focused on promoting cooperation for India-Nepal connectivity, power trade, fertilizer supplies, and the energy and health sectors. As I said, they also agreed to focus on taking forward the Ramayan circuit ahead. On the occasion, the ministers also held discussions about Prime Minister Sivadadeva's official visit to India scheduled for the 1st of April. Likewise, Foreign Affairs Minister Kharka also held meetings with Bangladeshi Foreign Minister Dr. A.K. Abdul Momin and Thailand's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Don Pramod Winai. During the meeting, the regional leaders exchanged views on matters of bilateral and mutual concerns. They also discussed issues related to trade, investment and tourism promotion. Meanwhile, in his address to the BIMSTEC session, Foreign Affairs Minister Kharkai stressed the need for renewed resolution, collective commitments and concrete actions for the revival of BIMSTEC. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has appointed Til Prasad Shrestha to the post of Supreme Court Justice. Issuing a statement today, the Office of the President said the President appointed Shrestha on the recommendation of the Federal Parliament's Parliamentary Hearing Committee. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौ, सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौं।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने, मम्मी चाइना जाने, दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो, अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7# डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Nepali Congress has decided to forge electoral alliances in the upcoming local level elections as per local needs. Nepali Congress Centre member Govinda Bhattarai said the Central Working Committee meeting of the party held in Sanepa decided to forge alliances with ruling parties in the upcoming local level elections. The meeting also concluded that Nepali Congress played a vital role in formulating the constitution and its implementation and safeguarding it. Nepal and the Republic of South Sudan have established diplomatic relations. With this, the number of countries with which Nepal has bilateral diplomatic relations has now reached 175. Permanent representative of Nepal to the United Nations, Amrit Bahadur Rai, and permanent representative of the Republic of South Sudan to the United Nations, Akri Bona Malwal, signed a joint communique to this effect during a ceremony held at the permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations. Rajkumar Sundas from Bhojpur has secured the first position towards the singing category on the National Open Modern Song Competition organized by Radio Nepal. In the competition held on the premises of Radio Nepal on the occasion of its 72nd anniversary, Ramesh Suvedi had been declared the best composer, while Mahesh Podel topped the lyricist category. Earlier, inaugurating the competition today, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Dr. Baikuntha Arial, applauded Radio Nepal's role in promoting the music sector of Nepal. Likewise, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said Radio Nepal had been promoting songs and music since its establishment day. He added Radio Nepal had made its broadcasting service inclusive by expanding its services all over the country and incorporating voices of all. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. A fresh round of talks between Russia and Ukraine has been held in Turkey on Tuesday. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has told the Ukrainian and Russian delegations that they have a historic responsibility to stop the war. Mediating the talks, the Turkish president believed that there would be no losers in a just peace. According to BBC, Erdogan also told both Russia and Ukraine had legitimate concerns, but said there was a need for concrete results from the discussions and called for an immediate ceasefire. Meanwhile, Russia has said it will drastically reduce attacks around Kyiv and the northern city of Chernihiv. Russia's Deputy Defense Minister Alexander Fomin said the decision to radically reduce Russia's military activity in the two cities was taken in order to increase mutual trust and help lead to further achieve the ultimate goal of a signed agreement between the two sides. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is also possible at one or two places of the hilly regions of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government to approve China's grant and technical assistance related to feasibility study for trans-border railway. Prime Minister Shiv Bahadur Deva and his Indian counterpart Modi to jointly inaugurate Janakpur-Jayanagar Railway from New Delhi on 2nd of April. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Kharge stresses collective commitment and concrete actions for revival of BIMSTEC. And Russia says it will drastically reduce attacks around Ukrainian capital Kyiv and Chernihiv city. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.